can you talk a little bit? I know it's skewed a little bit by the Saints game, but just a little bit about, you know, you guys have scored the most points in the first quarter this year. What's gone into that? I know Coach said that you guys script your plays, but what do you think the key has been to getting off to some fast starts this year? I know the Carolina game wasn't exactly, but.
Yeah, I mean, we had three plays against Carolina, three and out, and that was it. I think the first quarter of the Saints game was a combination of us running the no-huddle offense effectively and them turning the ball over, giving us good field position. So, I think it is a little bit skewed. I think we had seven against Chicago maybe, so maybe 10, I don't know. But I think it's just us being on the same page and making plays early in the game. I'm not so sure about the scripting, but the execution has been pretty good.
What have you seen from the Broncos' defense, and have you looked at film with their defense, both without Doomerville and with him?
But yes, I've seen film of both. You know, Elvis is a difference maker, big time player, and he's fun to watch when he's on TV. I mean, we're all sports fans in the league, and it's fun to watch the Monday night or Sunday night game, or if you're playing in those, to watch the games on Sunday. And when you watch Denver, it's exciting to watch Elvis, come off the edge and wreak havoc. So it'll be interesting to see what his status will be for the game. But I think it's a talented group that's played pretty well. So we know it's going to be a good test. We know they do a lot of different things on defense, on third down, mixing up their packages and their personnel groupings. And, it's going to be a good test for us.
How does it affect your preparation? I mean, they could get Champ Bailey, DJ Williams, and Elvis back this week. I mean, they may not, but there's a possibility that exists. And they have not played with those three players who could be their top three defensive players. How does that affect your preparation with them, without them, kind of a deal?
I don't think it affects the preparation. We try and focus on the things that we have to do to improve each week. And we realize who our opponent is and understand, try and get a feel for, what the tendencies might be. But I think really coming off the week we had, we're looking to improve individually, and we're planning for all three of those guys to play. And if they don't, then we'll have to react accordingly.
What's been your impression of Von Miller?
He's impressive. He's very impressive. Active guy. He's great off the edge. I think he's going to be a big-time player in this league for a long time, and he has a very good body type. He's athletic, strong, very active, and he's a guy you got to focus. You got to make sure you know where he's at every play.
Aaron, for the last 6-7 years, people have pretty much said Manning and Brady are the top quarterbacks, and then Breeze came into it. Now they're starting to say that you belong there. What do you think about that as a sports fan? Did you ever engage in those discussions previously, and how do you keep your mind focused knowing people are saying you're great?
Well, as a sports fan and as a kid growing up in Northern California, I was a big fan of the 49ers and followed Joe Montana and Steve Young, and those were my idols growing up and the guys I wanted to be like. Obviously, maybe a little bit more towards Joe at the time because he was right-handed and Steve was left. But when he moved on, I was a big Steve Young fan. So those are my idols growing up. It's a dream to play in the NFL and know that there's probably some kids looking up to me, and I take that responsibility very seriously. And as far as the who's the best at each position talk goes, I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to that.
Coach McCarthy called you complete. Do you feel like a complete player? Mike McCarthy called you a complete player. Do you feel like a complete player? Do you feel like you're...
I don't even know what that means.
Well, it says you're good at everything. It says you're good at in the pocket, scrambling around with basically everything. Good balance, good vision, good decisions, everything.
Well, I'm gonna let those guys, speak for themselves, and I'm not going to try and understand what he's trying to say, but I can just tell you that I'm very blessed to have a quarterback coach like Tom Clements who reps fundamentals all the time and gives me minus performances when I feel like I played a good game and always, keeps me looking for ways to improve. So I'm fortunate to work under his tutelage and then with Mike and Joe Philbin, obviously, and I don't really get into that adjectives or whatnot to describe the way I play.
Well, how about this? At the Super Bowl, you talked about how important balance was to being a good quarterback and doing the job the best you can. Can you speak about that, about balance?
Yeah, balance and timing, I think, are two things that are important for a quarterback to have, especially when you're talking about your individual drop, which I think is very important to having good accuracy. You know, when you're taught as a kid, a lot of times the words used are, you know, depth and quickness. And I think a lot of times that can lead to, you know, too many hitches and not having any balance in the pocket or any rhythm or timing in your throwing. So I really have worked on under Tom's tutelage, you know, just having good balance in my drop and timing up my drops with the individual routes. So I'm throwing the ball on time. I'm throwing, you know, no hitch throws, one hitch throws, hit, you know, reset and hitch throws. I think the more consistent you can be with your footwork, the more accurate you can be with your throwing and hopefully, you know, better completion percentage, and the rest of that comes with that.
Did winning the Super Bowl change you in any way? And are you playing more relaxed or anything like that?
I think it takes a gamut of questions that aren't a whole lot of fun to answer out of the equation. I mean, it adds other ones, obviously, but it takes out some of the negatively slanted questions about winning in the postseason kind of out of the equation. So that's a fun weight that gets lifted. Other than that, I think the experience alone of, you know, starting 50-plus games now allows you to relax a little bit more when you're playing. But my comfort level and my confidence comes from my preparation.
You mentioned that, you know, as a fan growing up, you saw the Steve Young behind Joe Montana firsthand, and then kind of experienced it when Brett was there, having to wait. What was, you know, here in Denver, Tim Tebow was waiting kind of in the wings. What was the hardest part for you, kind of waiting in the wings, trying to get your opportunity?
Just like the song, the waiting is the hardest part. The fact that you're not going to have a major impact on the game each week. And you prepare as if you're going to play, and you watch the film, and you're watching extra hours of film because you're just wishing you can pick out one or two things that you might be able to tell the starter or mention in a meeting that might actually, you know, get used in the game, and just trying to do anything you can to have an impact. So that's the most difficult part.
How'd you stay positive?
Hey, but when you're playing behind a guy who rarely comes out of the game, it's you know, that's not really the case.
How did you stay positive through all that?
I looked for challenges. I looked for new challenges, and I made the scout team reps. I got to take in practice my game week and had fun with those and made that my opportunities to lead. I had the mindset that I was going to be a starter at some point and that I needed to prepare for that every day. And so the opportunities I had were on the scout team. So I became, you know, a leader on that scout team and an encourager and guy led by example and played each play out hard and you know, brought some excitement and some enthusiasm to that period, and that was my whole week right there.
What did you think when you saw all the teams doing team organized, you know, activities and you guys weren't doing anything?
Yeah, I think we're past all that stuff.
Aaron, do you think you benefited from, you know, sitting behind Brett for three seasons?
No doubt about it.
Aaron, how's your relationship with Mike McCarthy evolved from the beginning when, you know, there was that whole debate in the draft when he was at San Francisco to him kind of ushering you in after Brett Favre to, you know, winning the Super Bowl? How's that relationship evolved?
You know, it's a really good relationship. You know, Mike is the play caller, and I'm trying to execute those plays the best I can, so it's important for us to be on the same page, and I think really the second half of the season last year, we really started to gel together, getting a feel for each other, and even more, you know, just taking it to another level. We all, you know, we've had some success in, you know, 08 and 09 at times, but last year really kind of took our relationship as play caller and quarterback to another level, and you know, there's a lot of trust on both sides. You know, he's got to trust I'm going to execute the plays the way he wants it done, and I got to trust that his crunch time calls are gonna work.
Well, I mean, was it icy at times, and then, you know, it just kind of like warmed over the over time? I mean, how did that?
No, it was never icy.
How could the Brian status and Ryan Grant status kind of affect you guys this week and kind of change things if one or both of those guys couldn't go?
I thought Marshall Newhouse stepped in and played well at right tackle. In Brian's absence, we really didn't have to change a whole lot, really anything, you know, with him out there. And he was going against Adonijay and Peppers at times, so I thought he held up nicely. With Ryan out, that just means that James will get more opportunities. Probably didn't have the kind of numbers he wanted last week, but James Starks is going to be a big contributor for us this season. And
Have you gotten to know Tim Tebow at all? I don't know if you guys have crossed paths on any of those charity golf tournament off-season circuits at all.
I was answering a question. I don't know what just happened.
Oh, sorry. Have you gotten to know Tebow at all through those, you know, the charity golf tournament off-season circuits? What kind of advice would you give him about what he's going through if, you know, if he were to ask about what it's like to, how to get through?
I don't really know the situation, so I don't think it's a similar one that I went through, but I don't really know the situation.
How nice is it to have Jermichael Finley back? It looked like he finally got going the other day. I mean, you guys won the Super Bowl without him, but adding him to that offense is pretty scary.
Yeah, no, I think he did well the first couple of weeks, but you know, last week he had more plays, more opportunities. That's the kind of production I think you're going to see. Maybe not three touchdowns every week from Jermichael, but I mean, he's a guy who can create some matchup issues. They chose to put a safety on him a couple times and made some big plays, and then he just made a couple real good reactionary plays that allowed us to keep drives going.
McCarthy was saying earlier that this is an interesting week for you guys because there's so many Broncos that you guys have never played against since it's been a couple years. What's that like for you, you know, especially when you're coming off a week where you've, you know, prepared for Chicago, who you've played so often, to a team, you know, to this type of situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's an uncommon opponent, but it's fun to play AFC teams. You only see them once every 4 years, and there's, you know, there's a big turnover in the league, but there's guys on both teams that, you know, you've either met in the offseason or know from college or played with. So it'll be good to get out there on Lambeau and play against them.
Do you still have the belt move, or are you coming up with anything else?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.